Word of mouth.
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 Mouth.
This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. While we may not remember birthdays or much from high school chemistry or civics class, just about any American born between 1950 and 1985 can sing every word to this song.
The mate was a mighty sailing man, the skipper brave and sure. Five passengers set sail that day for a three-hour tour. A three-hour tour.
Whether it's a catchy theme song like Gilligan's Island or an image, think Mary Tyler Moore tossing her cap into the air. Some memorable screen sequences far outlast the shows they open. TV critic Alan Sepinwall and his colleagues at HitFix compiled a list of the 25 greatest TV opening sequences of all time. He joins me now with the elements of a truly great opening sequence. Alan Sepinwall is also the author of the book The Revolution Was Televised. And Alan, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thanks for having me. I knew exactly what song you were going to play as soon as you started talking about
it. How'd you guess?
It's just that's one in the DNA. The only other even possibility was Brady Bunch, which is also a Sherwood Schwartz show. There were a lot of shows like those in the 60s and the 70s, respectively, that were of comparable quality and style, but those two survived because everybody remembers those songs.
Well, I got to say, I noticed some personal favorites were not on your list, but I'm going to dive right into what you and your colleagues came up with. According to HitFix, what is the number one opening sequence?
The Simpsons.
What puts it at the top?
Well, I think part of it is people love The Simpsons, but also just it's the Danny Elfman score. You get this just collage of life in Springfield, so many images going by so quickly, so many gags packed into it, even more so the last few years since the show shifted to a high-def version of the credits. So there's just so much information and comedy packed in there and a sense of the show on top of this score, which, you know, is 25, 26 years old now and still holds up and still completely conveys the show.
All right. So what purpose should a great opening sequence serve?
It should do a few things. One, it should make you excited to watch the show that follows. You know, there's a lot of really bad shows I grew up watching in the 1980s that it didn't matter the quality of them because I was just so into the theme song, you know, Greatest American Hero, T.J. Hooker, you know, Magnum, things like that. So that should be one. Two, ideally, it should either give you a sense of what the show is about, whether that's a basic plot explanation like you get from something like Gilligan's Island, or, you know, something that conveys the mood of the show, like Rockford Files, which is sort of wistful and wry and funny, and it's not like we're going to be taking this private detecting thing too seriously. Or sometimes you just want something that's really interesting to look at and listen to. HBO had this show called John from Cincinnati, which premiered the night that The Sopranos ended, and nobody liked it, and nobody could understand it, and yet you watched the opening credit sequence, and it's fabulous and it's hypnotic, and you kind of wish that the show that followed had lived up to that.
All right, let's dig into some of those, the three categories that you just mentioned. First, opening credits as expository device. So that's, you're kind of telling the story. The Beverly Hillbillies tells you what happened. Jed, you know, found a stream of bubbling crude and moves with his crew to Beverly Hills. Here's another one, The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Let's listen.
In West Philadelphia, born and raised, on the playground is where I spent most of my days. Chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cooling, all shooting some b-ball outside of the school. When a couple of guys who were up to no good started making trouble in my neighborhood. I got in one little fight and my mom got scared and said, you're moving with your auntie and uncle in Bel-Air.
It seems to me, Alan, that this category has somewhat fallen out of fashion. What do you think?
Well, I think in general, opening credits have fallen out of fashion, especially on the broadcast networks, where the number of commercials that you have in every hour of television is so much greater now than it was even in the early 90s when The Fresh Prince came on, that the creators of these shows have to basically decide, do I want to devote 60 to 90 seconds to a catchy theme song, or do I want to devote those 60 to 90 seconds to packing in more story and more jokes? And in almost every case, they pick the story and the jokes, and I understand why. And so that means big opening credit sequences are almost entirely the province of cable shows now, and they don't make shows like The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air on HBO or FX.
Then the other category, opening credits as explicator of theme. Here is one fine, enduring example, the theme from Star Trek.
Space, the final frontier.
These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Okay, so that's kind of an explainer, but it also gives us the theme.
Yeah, it gives you a sense of what the show is about, not just in terms of here are these guys on this mission, but just the scope of the show, and we're going to explore and we're going to see what happens. And a lot of times what will happen is we'll come upon an alien planet where the aliens have weird ridges on their foreheads or are reenacting some period of American history so we can use costumes from the studio's trunk. But regardless, the credit sequence gives you this sense of grandeur that the show sometimes lived up to and sometimes did not.
How about opening credits as setter of mood? This was your other category. What are some examples of that?
Do you remember shows like Full House and Perfect Strangers in the 80s?
Yeah.
Those would always have these big sweeping scores and, you know, sappy music and people, you know, going out to the park or they're sailing on a boat on Lake Michigan or whatever. And it really didn't necessarily convey the mood of the show itself, but it created this idea of how they wanted you to feel. So they want you to feel attached to Cousin Larry and Balky or Uncle Jesse and the rest of the Full House gang and think, these are part of my family and I'm excited. And there's something emotional here, even though the actual show is just full of wacky hijinks for the most part.
We're talking about some of the most persistent earworms ever to hit American popular culture, the TV opening theme song. TV critic Alan Sepinwall is with us. He and his colleagues at HitFix came up with a list of the 25 greatest opening sequences of all time, including this one.
No one told you that was going to be this way. Jobs and joke, you broke your love life's the away. It's like you're always stuck in second gear.
That cast went through many hairstyles and many different looks over the years, and they never changed that original theme because the shots of them playing in the fountain and having fun were really all they ultimately needed.
That just reminded me of how often there are songs that we associate with the program. They can be so beloved, like I'm thinking Everybody Knows Your Name from Cheers, for example,
sure.
or The Sopranos. But those musicians never really transcended those television shows. I mean, it's not as if they became pop hits. They just seem confined to this universe of TV shows.
Well, I mean, I remember hearing the Friends theme on the radio a lot in the 90s and the Cheers theme a lot on the radio in the 80s, and certainly Greatest American Hero became a pop hit. I had the 45 record of that forever. So it does happen on occasion. It doesn't happen as much anymore, but, you know, the Rembrandts who did that Friends theme, they were able to ride that success for a little bit, and it to show how sticky that theme is, when it started playing and they get to the point where you're supposed to clap, I clapped. I could not stop myself.
So did everybody in the studio.
Yep.
Alan, what role, when I think of great opening sequences today, I think of HBO, you know, some terrific opening sequence programs from The Sopranos, from 6 Feet Under. What role did HBO play in reviving the art of the title sequence?
They played a big role because, again, around the time that HBO started making these original series like Oz and The Sopranos and Sex and the City in the late 90s, the networks had already started moving away from the credits. So the only place for a while where you could do these was on this channel that didn't have commercials. And so you've got 60 whole minutes to play with, and almost none of these shows are ever 60 minutes long. So that's now become, you know, something you expect from HBO shows, and sometimes it's disappointing when they don't live up to that. Deadwood is one of the greatest HBO shows ever, and I watch that, and every single time you get up to the opening credits, I kind of look away and do something else and wait for them to be over, which I don't feel about Sopranos or more recently something like True Detective.
In terms of music, what are some of the most memorable theme songs in television history?
Rockford Files, MASH, Hawaii Five-O, Friends theme, definitely Cheers theme, Addams Family, Batman, a lot of ones from the 60s, the Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and absolutely the two from the Sherwood Schwartz shows, Gilligan's Island and Brady Bunch. Those shows will in some way live on long past either of us just because of those two songs.
Well, Alan Sepinwall, thank you so much for walking us down TV's memory lane.
Thanks for having me.
TV critic Alan Sepinwall, he and his colleagues at HitFix compiled a list of the 25 greatest TV opening sequences of all time. And we do have a link to read the complete list and watch some of them for yourself at wordofmouthradio.org.
Here's a story.